And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road, welcome back to town. What's going on?
Yeah, good to be back. No glitching today, which will be good, and we'll try to work on the lip smacking.
I forgot about that, yeah. Apparently that's a big thing for you.
Apparently.
One person on the text line is really interested in it.
He's in my head.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if we've talked about this, but Katie also says I have a lisp.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, this is like a full 20 years, 21 years together argument.
I've never noticed that.
Do you think I have a lisp?
I don't think so.
Michelle?
Well, I think with certain words.
She's trying not to. She's
with just certain words.
In case Katie's listening.
Katie.
No,
Katie,
okay, it's fine. No.
Not really. I think I've noticed it in maybe like one or two words. I can't think of what they are, but how about this? If I notice it, I'll tell you.
I totally thought when I was said that you guys would be like, oh, hell no, you don't have a lisp.
I've never heard.
Crap. Well, you got to tell me then what words.
Okay. I'll pay close attention.
We've got a lot of issues here to work through.
Maybe so. It's going to turn into
I can't say the Titans.
A Joe Rex Road therapy session here for a couple of hours. Yeah. Just working on, just better yourself, Joe.
Yeah, but that's a good point. You got better at Titans.
I genuinely try so hard. Titans. I have issues, okay? I get it. Everybody's telling me it's something I'm working through.
Well, no, but you
working through it.
Recently, you have said it better. That was your old way. So yeah. Titans is like, so you say Titans, and it's Titans.
Titans.
That's better, right? Is that better?
No, that wouldn't be.
No? All right. Season's not over.
No, season's not over. Are you inspired after watching the Dan Campbell victory speech from inside the locker room with the Detroit Lions, who've now won two games this year, by the way,
goodness.
And tied another one?
It's like, I mean.
It's like 2.5 wins.
You got to love that guy. That's right. You got to love that guy. Man, he needs to cut down. He needs to cut down the length on the victory speeches.
Doesn't get to do it very often.
That's true. No, that's true. I mean, if you got two in an entire season, you might want to take 4 minutes to go through every play that just happened in the game.
It's like he's going through like a box score recap.
Yeah.
And on this 3rd and 6, did a really good job of picking up the blitz. Way to go.
Yeah, he really got detailed with that breakdown. But, man. He is going to, whether it's good or bad, and, you know, considering who he works for, probably won't be good, but it's going to be entertaining.
What a night last night in the NFL. Two barn burners out there. The Raiders defeat the Browns 16-14, and the Vikings, in an all-timer, get it done against the Bears 17-9. Great games last night in the NFL.
So, by the way, that last TD, because, you know, it was like last play of the game, yeah. Justin Fields, and that was what was the line?
I don't know.
Because I saw on Twitter some, because they didn't kick the PAT,
yeah,
that they didn't cover. The Vikings covered.
That could be.
But my goodness, people who had money in the Bears who thought maybe at that moment
that they had a chance.
That they had finally pulled it out of the fire, and then it's like, yeah, okay, we're going to the locker room, why kick the PAT, you know?
What a disgusting football game that was. The Bears are, I mean, Matt Nagy, you wait to the end of the season at this point, but he's done. Like, he's getting fired.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, it's funny because I actually think Justin Fields, like, a lot of what he did last night, I liked. I mean, he was accurate. He got the ball out, made some nice plays. Then you make some mistakes, too. You know, like, you don't protect the ball when you get outside the pocket. And made some big mistakes. Ultimately, they had a terrible night offensively against a bad D. But I actually think that Justin Fields has gotten better. It doesn't matter, though. I mean, yeah, Matt Nagy he's toast. And I'm assuming Ryan Pace is, too?
I would assume so. I mean,
so Porth,
it's probably time to clean house in there.
Porth is walking. I'm noticing all these, like, Bears tweets from Porth, and I'm like, oh, look at the Bears enthusiast, Ryan Porth.
Ryan Porth getting in there with the Bears.
That's
great,
right.
Breakdown last night for Porth. Justin Fields, to me, is comparable to the first year or two of Marcus Mariota. Enough flashes of brilliance to get excited, too much overthinking, way too many fumbles. not much help around him offensively, most notably the line, and a disaster of a head coach. What do you think of that comparison?
Is that one tweet?
That's one tweet.
Wow. Way to take advantage of the 280 characters, Ryan Porth. That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack in one tweet. Boy, that's kind of tough, isn't it? That's kind of tough. You're going to do the Mariota comparison now?
I'm just telling you what he did.
He's tying Nashville and Chicago together in one tweet.
Bringing it in there.
Now, I think Justin Fields has a chance to be really good. I actually do. I mean, I understand with Nagy. I mean, it's too much has gone wrong. I do like the fact that he tried everything he could to get thrown out of the game last night. And, like, just, I mean, he did everything but just start shoving officials. And they were bad, too. I mean, he had some beef on some of that stuff. They were bad.
I'm shocked that there are some NFL officials that did not perform well. Seems to be a consistent thing.
And they're better than the college.
They are. So. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive on that front. Joe, some good news, I hope, for the Titans yesterday. A.J. Brown designated to return from IR. Obviously, that would be a very welcome addition if they could get A.J. Brown back. Now, the question is, he's designated to return. It's a Thursday game this week. Can he get back quick enough to be ready for this game on Thursday? That's what you're keeping your eye out for this week.
Right. And obviously, I mean, it's not like this is – I mean, you know, they knew the schedule. So it's not like – it's like, oh, crap, we'll play Thursday.
Yeah, oh, my
AJ,
goodness.
Oh, we got to get ready faster, AJ. So it's – I mean, it's been a process to get to here. So today will be a very telling day. You know, today will be the one – day with a little bit of practice viewing. Obviously, with a short week, there's nothing media tomorrow.
Yep.
So it's all in the 2 days, in the first 2 days of the week. So, I expect him to be out there. It doesn't guarantee that he'll be activated. We've seen both things happen this year with the Titans. Designated to return, and then it's a week later, designated to return, and then like Julio last week, or Julio 2 weeks ago. I can't keep track of all of Julio's ins and outs of the lineup, but it just seems so important to have AJ back this week. I mean, I guess if you are Mike Vrabel, and I know that everything that's said to us is about whatever the opponent at hand is and everything, but if you're sitting there thinking, okay, is the one seed gone? You could look at this and say, you know what? We know if we win two games, we win the AFC South, we get a home game. Let's win the Miami and Houston game for sure. And let's remember, Mike Vrabel has never lost a game with the extra rest.
Yep.
That's the Miami game. And then you go, you go to Houston. Give me a freaking break.
Don't disrespect Davis Mills in front of me.
Well,
not this early in the morning.
I disrespected him. It may be a shootout. Davis Mills and Ryan Tannehill just going back and forth.
I can foresee a lot of great passes in that game.
Yes. Just keep your head out of the clouds, okay? If you look at it that way, then it would kind of make sense. You know what? Why rush it? You got to have him for the postseason. Go out there and take your best shot at the Niners with this offense that is just right now bad, very bad. And, see if your defense can keep you in a game and you win a primetime game at home. And then if that's the case, well, then, you still have hopes of anything that you might want to chase. I mean, obviously, you have to win out to have any chance at the one seed. If you lose this game, you have the extra rest, and now you should be good to have A.J. Brown as full and healthy as you can have him for those two games that you really have to win.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Our buddy Rick texting in on the text line. Talking about our picks made over the weekend. Everything Robbie picked was wrong again. LOL, better luck next year. I went 3-3. What are you talking about, Rick?
Rick. I had a good week, Rick. I hope you give me some love. Did Rick
Joe
give me some love?
Joe had a couple of good NFL picks again. He's okay, I guess. There you go.
What about Michelle? Oh, sorry.
I'm scrolling up, and it looks like Rick likes my picks.
Yeah. Oh, Rick, there's so much to say. Like, I don't even know how to keep up with that. But, Rick, we appreciate your participation on the text line.
Now I need to go read, Rick. Is it a novel?
There's a lot there.
Okay.
Tyler from Berry Hill texting in. I've lost track, but is Chris Jackson done for the year?
No.
He's not.
That's a very timely guy to bring up. No, in fact, he's also designated to return, just like A.J. Brown. So, meanwhile, and here's something to watch, by the way.
Yeah.
Elijah Molden on the COVID list. Obviously, a guy who's been starting and playing a lot of football for the Titans. He's on the reserve COVID list. So keep an eye out for possible more names on that. But in the meantime, Chris Jackson could potentially just kind of swap in for him this week in the lineup. And, you know, they need as much help as they can get him. They've had Maben out there. I think Buster Skrine actually has done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Buster Skrine has been a pretty handy pickup here. But Chris Jackson coming back would definitely help.
They put the injury report out yesterday for the Titans, which is, I guess, just a projection as to what it would be. Julio Jones not practicing with hamstring. Taylor Lewan on the injury report with a back injury as well. And the projection for him was did not practice. And also, David Long Jr. hamstring, still DNP. So a couple of notable things there. I think the Julio thing's not really much of a surprise. But Taylor Lewan with a back injury and David Long projection still not practicing with a hamstring. So that's not good.
No. The Long thing is, I mean, it's been a while.
Mystifying.
Here. Yeah. I mean, you're talking no IR, but you're talking, what are we talking about, 6 weeks now?
Yeah.
So, man. In the meantime, you know, Zach Cunningham looks pretty good out there. But Lewan, we were talking about a lot about that in the press box Sunday. Just, you know, going into series and stuff. I mean, he is limping a lot. And I was like, so what is that? You know, what is the limp? I mean, obviously, you don't want it to be the knee that had the ACL repair. But back's not great either. He did talk after the game, kind of walking gingerly. I'd probably anticipate him to gear it up and get out there, but just one more guy banged up on that offensive line.
Tim on the text line. Good morning, guys. Does everyone have their coffee and chili dogs this morning? What a combo that would be. Coffee and chili dogs.
I have two coffees right now.
Michelle went the whole show yesterday with no coffee.
So
she powered through.
So it was seriously just emptying the thing?
I usually drink coffee before I get over here, so I'm a little bit more awake. And I was just running around, and then I went to go do the coffee, and it said empty it, and I just couldn't get my brain to do it. And Robbie can attest to this. I was so quiet yesterday.
She was.
I was just doing my job.
I looked up one time. I was like, she's asleep? What's going on over there? She's all good today. Got that coffee. She's energized.
Two large iced coffees right here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We're living.
Doubling down.
Yeah, no kidding. That's too bad. I actually could have helped. Like, that's one of the things I can do. So, but at least I was freaked out. Well, yesterday I tweeted at you. I'm like, what do we need to do tomorrow?
We're going to fix this. Yeah.
But as for the chili dogs, though, I don't have any of those.
I'm not opposed. I don't know if 6:12 in the morning is quite right for that, but I've done worse, probably.
Yeah.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Row, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to discuss the Titans injury report, whether or not A.J. Brown will be back this week, and if he's not, what in the world are the Titans doing offensively against this 49ers team? We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN The Game Nashville and Newton Motor Group have teamed up this holiday season with Souls for Souls to help children in Middle Tennessee with Souls for Music City. Souls for Souls works with our schools and community partners to deliver new shoes to kids who need them the most. Newton Motor Group will be making a donation to Souls for Souls for every test drive at any of Newton Motor Group's four locations. You can help us achieve our goal of getting shoes to 100 kids in Nashville experiencing homelessness. For more information and to donate, visit thegamenashville.com/shoes. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So, Joe, we talked a lot, obviously, about the Steelers game yesterday. The Titans have to change their attention and switch it pretty quickly this week with San Francisco coming in on Thursday. And it's interesting, you look at this San Francisco defense, I think they're number 12 against the run in the NFL, number 7 against the pass. So a strong defense that has gotten healthier this year and looks pretty good as of late as well. All eyes going to be on A.J. Brown this week to see whether or not he can be back in there. I guess my question for you is, if it comes around this week and Thursday is just, it's too quick, he's not ready to go, there's no A.J. Brown out there for this game, what in the world do the Titans do realistically offensively against this team coming up this week? It's going to be rough if recent weeks are any indication.
Well, first, go ahead and start by not giving them the ball.
Be a good start.
That'd be a win in its own if you stop giving the other team the ball. Titans are, what are they, next to last in the NFL now, I believe?
I believe so.
In giveaways with a juicy 25. They had 12 giveaways after 11 games?
Yeah.
I think that's correct. They had, no, after 9 games. Wait, oh my God, by math. After 10 games, let's split the difference.
Split the middle. There you go.
They had 12 turnovers after 10 games. They had 13 in the next four. Okay. And actually in 3 of them specifically. So
yeah.
Start there. But, you are just – now, there was a really good stat tweeted out yesterday. There was a lot of good stats. We'll get to some of those later on the Tannehill front. Tannehill has become – it's become the very hot, you know, it's like he's the worst, you got to get rid of him to, you know, that none of this is his fault. Who, look at what, whatever, Brady did, you know, like you have a nice Mariota-like argument brewing here with Tannehill. But here's Mike Herndon.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. So here's Mike Herndon, Titans points per game by star availability. This is good. With Julio, A.J., and Derrick Henry, 26.8 points per game. With just A.J. and Henry, 35.5 points per game. With just Julio and Henry, 25 points a game. With just A.J. and Julio, 28 points a game. With just Derrick Henry, 24 points a game. With just A.J., 18 points a game. With just Julio, 16.5 points a game. And with none of them, 13 points a game. And they're looking like that's right. I mean, not just 13 points a game. It's like, you know, they're scoring 13.
Yeah, it's like that's where
it stops. Scoring 13 points. So if the Titans, basically, if the Titans can hold the Niners to 12 Thursday,
be in good shape.
If they don't have AJ, then I like their chances.
That's gonna be hard to do
because it's just, I think it's gonna be much harder to run the ball. They just took on a defense that totally lived up to its reputation as soft in the middle.
Yep.
And ran all over it and still scored 13. So, it's so hard to make explosive plays right now, as we've talked about. And I don't anticipate a lot of explosive plays when you're taking on this pass rush, which is fearsome.
Wes in Clarksville texting in, they need to do the same game plan New England did to Buffalo. Run it every down and let the defense hold them if they don't make it. Don't let Tannehill have a chance to throw it. Is coming from Wes in Clarksville.
Yeah. Well, I just, again, this is a pretty solid all-around defense that, and the overall numbers for the defense are skewed a little bit by earlier in the year.
Yep.
They had a lot more injuries, and they were in bad shape as a team. I think they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL, like the Colts and the AFC. And
they're starting to look like they looked a couple years ago when they made it to the Super Bowl. Not quite to that level, but... And look.
Same idea, though.
Same idea.
Same strength.
That's the same way they want to play. Now, look. Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he's all right. And he'll make some mistakes. And that's – we'll get to the defensive part of this for the Titans a little bit later in the show. But defensively, like, it's – they're going to get after you on Thursday. And you've got to have a plan to counteract that if you're the Titans. And running the ball every play, probably not a great plan.
Yeah. I mean, they can go back to the last game. And add a few runs, take away a few passes, but you gotta have balance. It's just, I mean, you're going to have to dink and dunk your way. I don't know. Can you screen the heck out of them? I mean, you know, you got to get that screen game going. It's at this point, it's just limited. Now AJ Brown comes back. What does that mean? Well, it means that you can have some explosive plays by dinking and dunking. You know that's what he does. Is he turns. That's what he's done from day one in the NFL is he can turn those quick comebacks and hitches into 50-yard runs.
By the way, San Francisco favored by 3.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. 3.5 point favorite.
Has that been steadily moving up?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I didn't see what the opening line was, but yeah, that's. I think that sounds about right.
And just FYI, the Cardinals favored by 2 against the Colts. So take that for what it's worth.
I mean, that's an interesting game.
Yeah.
That's a big game. And obviously the Titans, you know, if it goes well this week for the Titans, they could be division champs as of Saturday night.
Yeah.
They could also be tied. Technically, tied.
It's quite the swing.
As of Saturday night.
Yeah. Could be quite the swing this week for the Titans. Remember, the magic number is 2. So any combination of, you know, a Titans win brings it down to 1. Colts loss would bring it down as well. So you just need the magic number of 2 either way. So if you win this week and the Colts lose this week, dunzo. You win the division.
Yep. I don't think both things are going to happen. We'll see. And just the Niners right now, they're in the 6th spot. For example, right now that matchup would be, you know, 3-6 would be Niners at Tampa Bay. Like, I don't want anything to do with that if I'm Tampa Bay. You know?
Yeah.
They're a dangerous and surging team. And they're just physical.
They are physical, and it's one of those things too where if A.J. Brown's not playing, well, I mean, look, even if A.J. Brown is playing, obviously, if A.J. Brown's playing, you're going to throw the ball to A.J. Brown a lot. We got the question like 3 times on the text line yesterday. Who's the number 2 right now? Like, who is the number 2 wide receiver if A.J. Brown's healthy? I mean, it's probably Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, yeah, I guess. But
no doubt.
Beyond that, it gets a little hairy.
Yeah, I mean, Chester Rogers has done a fine job. Chester Rogers has been a good find, really good find. Is this the week Golden Tate? I mean, you know, Vrabel keeps getting asked about Golden Tate. It's worth asking. They picked him up, but I'm reading the tea leaves on, you look at this receiving core, you look who's out there, you look at the fact that he's not out there, I'd keep those expectations in check.
I mean, at this point, I'm going to be surprised if he plays. Like, I just, you know, if he's not gotten in there yet, other than even more injuries to the receiver position, like, I don't know why he'd be in there. Especially if he's playing, like, if you view him as a slot receiver, and Chester Rogers right now is your slot guy, I mean, they're not putting him in there. At least I wouldn't think so.
Right. One of them was in the league this year. One of them wasn't. And Golden Tate has done them more, but, you know, that's what happens when you get older in this league. It's what we're looking at with this Titans offensive line. A lot of the same names, you know, not the same performance.
Yeah.
That happens in the NFL. You get older, you get banged up.
By the way, on that front, Roger Saffold on the injury report yesterday projected as a full participant.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That is good. So that would be significant for sure to get him back in this game.
Tyler from Berry Hill texting in. They're going to have to use AJ like the Niners use Debo. Move him around, even put him in the backfield some if you have to. He can play.
They've done that.
Put him wherever you need to put him.
Yeah, I mean, it's like someone on the text line yesterday was like, well, great, so bring back AJ and then the defense will focus on him. Like, yeah, but so there you go. Now you actually have defenses worried about one of your players.
Yeah.
That helps you. It's a good thing for you because then the other players, you know, should be able to make – I mean, right now defenses can just play the Titans basically straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, different coverages and all that stuff. But you don't have to really account for anyone right now. I mean, and if you don't have to account for anyone, and it makes it a lot easier to play defense.
That's a tough spot to be. We'll see if A.J. Brown can come back because if not, the – Look, I've done this before. I just don't know. I don't see how the Titans are going to be able to pull this off, and they've done it. But this one kind of feels different. Just does. Like the way both teams are playing, the way this passing attack has looked as of late. If they don't have AJ Brown in there with Julio Jones now, I assume out Thursday. There's not much there, man. Especially against that pass rush.
I mean, so 5 of 6 the Niners have won. Of course, they went through a terrible stretch. They lost that really good game to the Packers.
Yep.
They lost a tough one to the Cards. They got smoked at home by the Colts. You know, but 5 of 6. I mean, they rolled the Rams 31-10. That was an eye opener. The game at Cincy a couple weeks ago was to me a very impressive win. Cincy, you know, Joe Burrow. I mean, that was a really good game.
Yep.
That told me something about this team. You know, and they're still fighting for a playoff spot. I think they're going to get one, but they can't afford slip-ups either at 8-6.
I got a texture that says it's crazy. There's still like 13 teams in the hunt in the AFC. It's pretty nuts. It is pretty nuts what's going on in the AFC. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Switch gears to the other side of the ball. What do we think of Bud Dupree coming back in, and what does this mean for the Titans defense as they move forward down this final stretch of the regular season? All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Well, really, just turning the ball over. Unless you guys see something different, you know, there's always things that we can correct. But really, a lot of these things come down to our ability to take care of the football and find ways to create turnovers. That's where, you know, defensively we have to go. You know, we have to, I love the mindset of going out there and playing defense wherever you have to, even if it's on our side of the field. And they did that, but. You know, we got the one turnover there. Unfortunately, you know, had the penalty that came along with it. So, to me, it comes down to taking care of the football. I mean, that Captain Obvious, but, you know, that's really what it is. And, you know, trying to make sure that we're creating turnovers defensively. We're looking for opportunities to tip the football and catch it and hammer it out. You know, unfortunately, that's what Amani did, and it was an excellent play. It was what you guys see us practicing all the time. We just had an unfortunate penalty.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday discussing turnovers. Obviously, that's a big point of emphasis right now for Mike Vrabel. Both offensively, stop having them, and defensively, cause more of them. That's the plan right now for the Titans when it comes to the turnovers on the field. We've seen it in the Jacksonville game. You have four picks. You don't turn the ball over. You win the game. Last 3 weeks, other than that, a lot of turnovers for this Titans team, and that's been the story as of late. So, obviously, this is the case every game. This is nothing different. The turnover battle is going to be huge in this game coming up on Thursday. I think we all know that. I think that's the case in 99% of football games that are played. Defensively, you get a big boost the other day with Bud Dupree coming back in there. You know, he didn't play every snap. Still, I guess, trying to work him back in the lineup. Overall, what did you think of the way Bud Dupree played on Sunday against Pittsburgh?
I thought it was encouraging. I haven't seen the snap count, but, they had him out there situationally.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Bless you, Joe.
That was a good mute. I obviously got the one sack, but I thought there were other times where he pushed the pocket pretty well and had some good rushes, and comes out of there fine. And that's you just got to keep building on that. Autry gets a sack.
Yep.
I thought Simmons actually was, dominant in that game. Then you got like Naquan Jones too, by the way, who has been a heck of a find for the Titans. Michigan State legend Naquan Jones. But this is the ticket, and that group. The guy that I just didn't notice a lot, and is he on the list or not? Is Landry?
I don't think he is. Let me go back and double check that.
You know, I mean, you just in this particular game, you just didn't see a lot. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I don't think he's not on there. So that's good. So maybe he's past that. But get the whole thing working together like it was a few weeks ago. And that can make up for a lot of other ills for a football team.
It sure can. There were a couple of snaps in that game where Bud Dupree looked like a monster. I think he had a TFL in the backfield where he just bowled through people and got back there. I mean, look, you could tell he's pretty motivated to play in this game and got the sack on Ben Roethlisberger. It was good to see him do that. Obviously, hopefully he gets healthier as you move forward here and you see a little bit more of that because, I mean, we've seen it. And I know Bud Dupree, you could probably make a case he's not been at full strength at any point yet so far this year. But when he's been out there and all four of those guys on that front have been healthy and ready to go, it makes a pretty massive difference for this group. They're really good when all four of those guys are together.
Yeah. I mean, you think about watching T.J. Watt, who's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's another thing. By the way, Questenberry's on there with a knee, was limited yesterday, which that's the first time I think he's been on the report this year. But I've seen a lot of Questenberry should have kept Dennis Kelly. First of all, T.J. Watt's going to make a lot of people look bad, so let's keep that in mind, okay? Like if Dennis Kelly was out there, who Dennis Kelly, he's finally been forced into action with the Packers.
He has. He's done fine.
Yeah.
On Sunday just got blown right around, and Aaron Rodgers got destroyed.
I mean, this is not some humongous difference or downgrade from Kelly to Questenberry, but you think about Watt and a healthy Bud Dupree together. Boy, pretty scary.
It is.
I think Bud Dupree, it's possible if you want to think positively about what may be coming for the Titans. I know it's hard right now, but it's possible that his best football is ahead here, and that would make a huge difference. Obviously, even more than Julio Jones. Well, I don't know if it's more of an investment because you've traded a second-round pick to also take on Julio's salary, but you are paying more to Bud Dupree. I mean, he's the big ticket, acquisition, and I don't think it's been disappointing. You knew he was coming off an ACL, but to have that pay off right now would be huge and is really needed by this team.
It's really needed, and look, I mean, this defensive front, really the defense as a whole, it's become the strength of this football team, which is really incredible to think about. I mean, think about the conversations we were having heading into this season, not only about the Titans' offense and what we thought it could be, but about the defense. Like, I think we both agreed and thought that there was no way the defense was going to be as bad as it was last year, just based sheerly off numbers. Like, it's got to get better. They have, at times this year, they've been better than I ever thought they could be. Like, they've been really good at times this year. And whether it's forcing turnovers from Kevin Byard or all of a sudden, especially if David Long Jr. can ever get back, you got some pretty good depth at linebacker, the front, the pass rush has been good, the third down defense has been good. All of a sudden, you're looking around, and I don't think there's any question about it. The strength of this football team right now is their defense, which is amazing. I never thought I'd say that in 2021.
No way. I mean, they're ninth in total defense, or second in rush defense. Third down, remember, the worst D ever last year? They were 11th. 37.4 is what they're giving up. Red zone, they're 8th. I mean, they're across the board. They're top half. Basically, the only thing that they're not top half of the league in is fourth down percentage. They give up 61%. But by the way, that red zone D, which is, of course, so much turnovers in red zone, Niners, first in the league in red zone offense percentage, 73.81%. So, they're physical. They run it. And Kyle Shanahan is, he's a creative. Obviously, he's a creative offensive mind. He's part of the McVay mafia, and although he got the head coach job first, they're very good. They're creative and physical, and they've got a tight end who is a problem.
He is a problem. They've got a fullback that's a problem too.
Yes.
I mean, he is. That sounds crazy. But part of that red zone offense you talked about is turn around and hand the ball off to him because he's an absolute load. He's almost impossible to bring down on the first try.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine if they could get Taysom Hill.
Oh, man.
They'd be maybe the best offense ever. But in the meantime, pretty good.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got more people asking about David Long Jr. still on the injury report. I mean, I guess today's a big day on that front, too. Is there any way he gets out on the field? I would assume no, but I guess we'll find out.
It's, 6 weeks, no IR. Again, I've got to think there was a setback. But no, there's no indication he's coming back for this game.
I got a texture that says, I've got to say this. I called it before the season even started. Top 10 defense. Go back and look at my first text messages to y'all. It's lying. It's not in there. Or it's in there. There you go.
Who is this?
There's no name.
Well, tell us your name.
Nice. This is the same. Well, this is the same person who talks about your smacking lips.
Good call.
Good call,
Liam. That's Liam. Then
it's not Liam.
Oh, it's not Liam.
No. It's no name.
So there's multiple complainers about my smacking
I've
lips?
Only seen this person. I've never seen Liam complain about your smacking lips.
All right, sorry.
Liam loves you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Liam.
We'll continue the discussion on the Titans defense and Joe Rexroad's lips when we come back. This is Robbie and Rexroad. You're on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here on this Tuesday morning. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Brian in Portland texting in. I think that Buster Skrine has been a really underrated free agency pickup in the middle of the year. He's done a really good job, and I think it needs to be Christian Fulton, Buster Skrine, and Elijah Molden as the top three corners. The Elijah Molden part of it looking like it's in doubt for this game with him going on the COVID list. But I agree, Buster Skrine done a pretty nice job so far.
I think you can make a case. You know, Janoris Jenkins is back this week, or at least you know, on the injury report, it's a more encouraging. He's back in practice, or, you know, again, remember yesterday is projected.
Right.
But still, full participation projection. I think you make a case that Skrine could keep that job. I don't know. That's a really interesting decision. I'd still guess that Jenkins would get back out there. But Skrine has been, he's been good. I think he's got a case.
Your buddy Liam texting in. I haven't been watching the Niners lately. Does Garoppolo not suck anymore? Also, I've never noticed any smacking lips. I think you're doing great. Though, do a COVID test maybe based on that last cough. Did you have a tough cough there? I missed that one.
Well, I had a sneeze.
Okay.
Well, for the record, I get COVID tested all the time.
That is true.
You cover the NFL? Yes. It's, in fact, I mean, I'm getting my booster today, late getting it. But that's you can't cover the playoffs without a booster.
Yep.
By the way, in the NFL. As far as Garoppolo, well, they're first in the NFL in passing yards per play, 7.94. 13th in passing yards per game. And when I've watched him, he's been good. I mean, they run the ball. They got different guys who can run the ball.
They do play action.
They do play action. They do some real nice bootleg. I mean, they're a good team.
Got a pretty nice tight end out there.
He's not bad, Mr. Kittle. And, yeah, and Debo also is, you know, he's a good player. And Juwan Jennings, by the way.
Touchdown last week, too.
Touchdown. He also had, like, the big block and the winner at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Good to see him.
Vandy fan favorite, Juwan Jennings out there.
That's right, yes. Man, Jimmy Wyatt, man.
By the way, like, and I think Wes Rucker pointed this out. Like, you watch Marquez Callaway and Juwan Jennings be very productive their entire college career and in the SEC. And what, Juwan Jennings get drafted in, like, the sixth round, and Marquez Callaway didn't get drafted at all. I'm like, I think both of you and I looked at each other and was like, that's pretty weird. They didn't get drafted. Both those guys look pretty good right now in the NFL.
They do. No, they do. Yeah, and well, look at what Josh Palmer's doing, too. Yeah. It's also been a little bit of like, wow, Tennessee's had some good players in this not very good overall stretch of football.
Yes, but, they have.
But like the Niners, you know, you've got – well, you also have had like the Trey Lance thing where you can – you know, throw him in a little bit. But, like, Debo is their second leading rusher. 39 carries.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel for 269, 7 yards a pop. They do a lot of stuff with him.
He's fun to watch,
very
man.
Creative. And, obviously, Elijah Mitchell has been a revelation for them. So, there's just a lot of things about them that, you know, they're just very solid.
I got a texture that says, now I wish we had the Jets, Texans, and Steelers game. We'd have division locked in and would be way ahead in the AFC race. It is amazing. Like, you've beaten the Rams, beating the Chiefs, you've beaten the Bills. I mean, just take out the Steelers game for a second. You take care of business against the Jets and the Texans, and you are sitting pretty right now if you're the Tennessee Titans. Very pretty.
Yeah, you are. You could go through the rest of the conference and probably find a game,
oh, yeah,
at least for everybody, that's like, oh, how did you lose that one? But, yeah, to have two, and then really, I mean, I do put the Steelers game in very much in the category of, man, you should not have lost that game.
Yeah,
you just shouldn't have lost that game. But you won some games you shouldn't have, and you're still in good position. I mean, through all this stuff, you're 9-5. You're the 3 seed. You're still in great shape to win your division. And could be much worse.
Roy on YouTube says, we do good in these short weeks on big-time games. I'm staying hopeful against the Niners. As Corey pointed out yesterday, Corey Curtis, this does feel like a Mike Vrabel-type game of, all right, you just had an awful performance, especially in the second half offensively. There's going to be a lot of people picking the Niners in this game. I can just go ahead and tell you. Niners are favored in this game. This does have the ingredients of potentially another Mike Vrabel special. I'm just looking, especially if A.J. Brown can't go, like I'm looking at that offense like, I don't know where the points are coming from. I just don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, look, Titans, you tell me right now the Titans are going to come out and rise up with a great performance and win the game. I there's no shock. There should be no shock in anyone's face. But I think I feel about the same way you do. It just feels like they might just get thumped, you know, just because the Niners are playing really well. And yeah, the Titans the offense is just a real problem. It's just beyond the turnovers. They ran the ball very well Sunday, but just the inability to pass the ball is a real problem, and the inability to protect and the whole thing. Until you got two star players, take them out of most teams, and you're going to have issues. You just saw the Bucs. And by the way, that really stinks that Godwin has an ACL.
Yep.
And by the way, Antonio Brown,
we just kind of feel like it's best for our team. Get Antonio Brown back in there.
Well, he was asked, Bruce Arians was asked about, you said if he does one more thing, he's out of there. He's like, well, the history's changed since then.
Yeah. How about when he punched somebody in the training camp practice with the Titans? Oh, he's like, oh, I didn't see it happen.
I forgot about that one.
I went off on that. That really irked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Antonio Brown. He's back. But you see, with that team, you take out your playmakers and you don't make plays. The Titans are lacking sorely right there.
JP from Spring Hill texting in. Before the season, I predicted 10 sacks for Jeff Simmons, and you guys thought I was crazy. LOL. Looking like it could happen. He does have 7.5. So he would need 2.5. Look at that math. In the last three games here. But either way, it's been a pretty awesome season for Jeffrey Simmons. JP, shout out. I remember that. I remember him texting in that.
Yeah. No, that's whether he gets it or not, I mean, he's been really good. And, yeah, actually, I think he initially was given a half sack on one of the early sacks, but then he didn't. They changed it to what you got there.
Ron texting in. So if we lose Thursday and somehow lose the AFC South title but make the playoffs by wild card, does that deserve a firing on the coaching staff?
Sure.
Yeah.
People want blood, man. People want blood when they're
I guess my question, like, who are you gonna fire?
Yeah, is it just
I know what the answer would be. Everybody's gonna say, well, Todd Downing, that's who you'd fire.
Is it like spin the bottle where you're just like, okay, there you go.
I don't know. Look, I mean, Craig Aukerman's been in Jared's crosshairs for like 3 years now. It's pretty good day for special teams the other day.
That's true. The kicking game was not the problem Sunday. Like Todd Downing, is he? Todd Downing has not been as good an OC as Arthur Smith. I feel good.
I don't think there's any question about that.
I feel good. Now,
I guess my question for you, like, how do you judge Todd Downing this year, though? No one's been on the field.
Is it not the same as Ryan Tannehill? To some extent? To some extent.
To some extent, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, I think you could say both have to be better, right? Like, Todd Downing's going to have to be better. Ryan Tannehill's going to have to be better. But at the end of the day, like, in terms of firing someone, you look around, like, if I'm Todd Downing and we're talking through this, I'm like, Derrick Henry's out half the year, more than half the year. Julio Jones was nothing. A.J. Brown's out half the year. What do you want me to do?
Right.
Got an offensive line, can't block.
I mean, there's been some weeks. Oh, exactly. I mean, just about anything you could actually draw up to go wrong, it has gone wrong. I think in some weeks I've been impressed. I mean, I think Todd Downing's had some really good weeks. He's had some bad weeks. He just had a bad week. But it's that job right now can't be easy because you are trying to scratch out passing production. And you're like, okay, can my quarterback set up? Look, they've figured out a way to run the ball. They're running the ball well. Now, can they do that Thursday? I don't know.
Ryan in Nashville texting in. Losing Marcus Johnson hurt. Can't believe I'm saying this, but Des Fitzpatrick might be needed to give us a vertical threat in addition to AJ being back. What do you think about that? Des Fitzpatrick throwing it down the field.
Well, the vertical threat who's available is Racy McMath.
Yep.
And it's interesting because they, you know, he was out there a little bit and more when Julio went out, of course. But I was surprised we didn't see a shot to him. But that's who I could envision a shot going to at some point here. And it's worth a shot.
Eric and Lyndon texting in. After playing close attention, Joe does smack his lips quite a bit, LOL.
What?
We now have two on the text line.
I don't think I do.
I've literally, not one time have I noticed this.
Now I'm just gonna
not like, once.
I'm just going to have my mouth open the whole time, so there's no chance of smacking my lips.
William and Madison texting in. I always thought the Titans would win this game because the 49ers traveling across the country on a short week 2 days before Christmas. Now, I'm not so sure. This is coming from William and Madison.
Yeah.
There is that part of the game that, you know, it's a short week. You're traveling across the country if you're the Niners. I mean, that's not a non-factor in this game for sure.
Right.
I think it's easy if you're a Titans fan to view it a little bit differently after what we just saw on Sunday against Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And the Niners, I mean, they just did the, I guess, was that a, that was a later game. You know, that's the one stat, whatever it is, but like the Pacific time teams that go to the Eastern zone and play the 1 p.m. or, you know, like the noon kicks, very bad record. They did just go to Cincinnati and come over here and beat Cincinnati. It's a factor, but both of these teams are coming off the short week, and the Niners are just playing really good football right now.
Coming up next, we will get back into the Titans and specifically into Ryan Tannehill. Lots of conversation around the Titans quarterback. What do we think of what we've seen from him, and is the information that Joe Rexroad is going to throw out there valid, or is it excuse-making? We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.